How's everybody doing?
Awesome.
Terrific.
How are you?
Okay. No, I'm not too bad. Well, this is Geeks Are Wired. And if you ever want to contact us, you can contact us at geeksarewired@gmail.com. We also have a phone number. No one ever calls us, though. It's 801. Okay, we had one person.
Yes.
But yeah, it's 801-896-4335.
Or geek.
That also spells geek, yes. And if you'd like to help give us some money to, you know, help support us.
You can, you know, please contribute at our patreon.com/geeksarewired.
And there's multiple tiers set up. Bill, what are the tiers?
Well, for $1, you get to join our Discord chat group. For $5, you get access to the podcast early. And you can also just go to the Patreon page and you can vote on episode 310, because I finally got the voting up.
For the Great Jedi Debate?
Yes.
Ah, yes. Excellent.
And you don't have to pay for that one. You can just go
and vote. You can just go vote on it. Go vote and let us know who won.
Exactly.
Oh, and I forget what else to say. Go on, Bill.
You always can introduce.
Oh, okay. This week, we're joined by myself, Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi.
And here is Bill.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Bill. And then we're also joined by Anna today.
Hi, Anna. Anthony. Hey, Bill.
And that is all we have today. It's just the three of us. We're going to try to make it, and we're going to try.
Hi, Anthony.
Alrighty.
I may have found the podcast title.
Oh, yeah? Oh, boy. That's great. All right. Well, what are we going to talk about today?
I don't know. We got all these fun things.
We're going to try not to focus all on the same thing this time.
Maybe. Did last time.
I mean, we mostly did, though.
How about this one, Nougat?
This Nougat? From the Gizmodo? Okay. That was almost bad.
Yeah. The internet is down.
This may actually be a cached version.
No, it hasn't been on this computer.
Okay. So, this one says that Google wants you to use physical security keys so bad, it's willing to sell you one.
Yeah. So, to help apparently Google has started using physical USB keys for their employees. So, you don't have to remember your password. You just plug it in and you have access. But now, they want to make sure that you are not susceptible to your password being hacked or phishing attacks or any stuff like that. So, you have to have this key. It's like the dual verification login that they've set up.
So, you basically, you'd log in with your password, and then this is another form of secondary authentication, is mm-hmm. what you just said? Okay. Yep.
So this would replace the number that you can get text you or using their Google app.
The Google Authenticator, yeah.
And you can use this for plug it into your USB, or they're actually working with when it
looks like finally coming out.
Yeah, it's going to have Bluetooth possible and NFC.
Wonder how that's going to work, the Bluetooth part.
How many doesn't your computer have Bluetooth anyways?
Depends.
How old is your computer?
Well, if you build your computer, you may or may not have Bluetooth on it.
It's not built into the board.
I know. The Bluetooth?
Yeah.
I know. You could add it, but I personally didn't because I didn't see the need.
Headphones, mice.
Which, Mises. If you're playing games, there's usually a small latency for headphones, so that doesn't make any...
That's why you have good Bluetooth, not version 1.
It was good. Like, it was a small amount of latency.
Okay.
But it's still there. Because it has to compress it.
Okay.
But, yeah.
It also probably could be useful with your phone.
Yeah. I'm just curious because it's over the air, so wondering how secure it'll be. Like, if it will only use...
4, I think, is pretty secure.
Yeah, so if it will only use 4 or if it will be backwards compatible.
Well,
I'd kind of hope it's only the one 4. That... Yeah, 4. The one that... The whatever one that has security, yeah.
Well, they all have security. They're all varying levels of the best of security.
And I guess they could always add in security on top, like not in the protocol itself, but on the signal, like on the packets it sends. So I guess that's a possibility. But wonder that, is there an announcement on when they're gonna start these, start selling these?
Later.
Later. All right.
That's really all it is. They're working with Titan Security Key.
Okay.
Well, no, is that the? Oh no, they're working. Yeah, because they also make similar products. But the nice thing about having this, you know, Google behind it is people will be like, oh yeah, we'll buy it.
They might actually adopt it because Google would be behind it.
It's not just like, oh, I don't know this, because this is, there's lots of stuff like this out there. They average about $20. And
with another company doing it, they may not drop it in a year.
Well, there's that. But, well, I mean, not Google, but I mean, like, other companies. Like, you can buy your own security key for, to log into your own computer like that nowadays.
Just most people don't, because it's...
It's $20 that they don't really care about.
Yeah.
Spending.
I have trouble losing keys.
See, that's the other thing.
Like, yeah, if you lose this, what's the backup plan? A less secure...
The text message.
The text message, which is... It's apparently really easy to hijack.
Yes,
so.
It is. So you're talking about Bluetooth. That, the text message is really easy to hijack.
Oh, yeah. And I actually don't use any. I'll use the authenticator app over that if I can.
I actually went on to their next one, which is the click to approve on my phone.
Yeah, I do. I have that as well. They do have the authenticator app, though. And you can actually add other websites to that, too. So that's at least nice.
Yeah. Like Discord.
Yeah, or
I use Discord.
Amazon, I think Blizzard also is. You might actually have network problems.
Nah.
We don't need it.
Various things. I don't care.
All right.
The internet is down. We don't care. We'll just blame our internet provider again.
Blame Cable One?
Yep.
Hashtag blame Cable One?
Exactly.
All right. So, you have a problem with losing your keys, is what you said, Anna.
Yeah. Oftentimes, like, I set it somewhere, and then... It gets covered by something, and then I forget about like where I set it down.
They do have those key finders, but then you got to not lose the key finder too.
Hey, if it has a Bluetooth device on it, guess what? I bet you could find it.
That's if it makes the noise vibration or vibrations or something. Yeah,
true. That is the key finder. The tile that.
Yeah, it looks like one of those little key fob things.
Yeah, but like a tiny one.
Well, the little square things aren't that big.
The square things.
Tile?
Yeah, tile. Well, I guess Tile. Okay, the company Tile. Theirs are kind of big. But I have ones that are like teeny tiny like this. Just little.
What is it? A key finder?
It's kind of a tracker. Oh, okay. It's like if you have any items that you could lose, you just kind of stick it on it and then it helps you locate it.
Okay.
I believe that with Tile that they also have their own app to be able to help with tracking.
Well, there's a lot of apps that you can have generic ones. So there's a lot of apps out there you can tie a lot of these things into. Or some of them you can tie into some of your smart devices or as presence detectors, things like that for like your smart house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool.
And it has NFC. I mean, there's all sorts of goodness with this.
As long as it doesn't get hacked.
Oh, yeah.
Or stolen.
Well, Google has... seen a massive reduction in their 85,000 employees and their accounts getting hijacked
by either nefariously or
phishing
of some sort, whether it be nefarious or pranking or whatever. All right,
so just a simple USB key in addition to your logins.
Yep.
I wonder if they're able to add like third factor authentication,
like biometric,
like face recognition, or
I don't know, whatever. Like, at least with this, like, if you have a fingerprint recognition, if that's ever compromised for whatever reason, like they lift your fingerprint, you can't change that. At least this, you can
update it,
either update it or if it gets stolen, you can call them and then they can.
You can
remove the key.
Yeah, and then give them another $20 and get a new one.
Yeah,
but if that's what it costs. There's not.
They might actually.
Cost.
Yeah.
Maybe they can actually recode the key.
Oh yeah, like if it wasn't stolen, yeah. But if it was stolen, they may actually even have a thing where we'll just send you another one. We'll just deactivate that one so it doesn't work anymore.
But it'll be available on Google's website.
That's cool.
Later.
I might actually pick one of these up.
I don't know. I, even though I was into
something like this, at least.
With Bethesda. Not Bethesda. Blizzard. Blizzard. Because I had Diablo.
Yeah.
I never actually... Like, I ended up getting their app, and I looked at their... Because they had a physical thing, too.
Yeah, they have a thing that will... It's basically like the app, except for it's a little tiny, like, keychain thing, and it has a... Like a 7 or 8 character segment display on it.
I never invested in that. But I guess Google is more important to me than Blizzard was.
Yeah, but those are kind of cool because you just turned it on and it was there. You didn't have to wait for the app to open up or whatever.
But it looks like the Bluetooth one you might have to charge.
Yeah. Which I'd imagine, especially if it's using low power Bluetooth mode, it's probably only ever pinging the phone a few times. Well, every couple of minutes. And so it's probably going to last weeks.
It looks like there was a button.
Oh, to turn it on?
Push the button.
Yeah, maybe. So if that's the case, then it would probably... It may not have a replaceable battery.
Actually, I was thinking you might be able to just plug it into wherever it goes for the key. And it might actually be able to work that way.
Oh, yeah.
With power.
Yeah. That makes sense. Are you trying to see if it's on here?
I was just curious. I'm like, there's sometimes we've run into these things. We're like, hey, there's this really cool thing that's coming out. Well, look at that. It's already out. No.
We're on the Google store for everybody who's wondering. Looking at all the accessories.
It only makes sense it would be an accessory.
Only if it's available right now, right?
Correct.
It should be able to show.
Well, even if it's
device.
Up for pre-order, it would show on here, I think. But it's not even that way, so. At least, assuming we're looking in the right spot. But
I was told it was Google's web store.
No, it's not here, so.
Nope, not there.
Oh, well.
That'll happen.
Yeah.
But yes. So
that should be cool. It'd be nice.
That was kind of... Video games.
Oh, you want to talk about Fallout 76 again?
Yeah.
All right.
Because the beta has been announced.
Ooh, in October?
Yes.
Oh.
Supposedly, Xbox is getting it first.
Oh, good thing you have an Xbox One. Two of them.
Yeah, but I got it on PC.
Oh. That's okay. It'll be better.
Yeah. But yeah, so the beta comes out in October. The game comes out in November.
Okay, I've seen other games have done that before.
Yeah, but I was kind of sort of hoping there would be.
It'd be earlier.
Just a little bit.
Usually when games do that, that's usually their last beta phase. They have an alpha or even a pre-alpha phase. Like I think when Overwatch came out, it had like an alpha, like a months-long alpha, and then they had a beta, and then they had final beta.
The only way to get into the beta is to buy the game.
Yeah.
So, which means...
That was
if they did a beta before this or an alpha before this, it wasn't. You were probably part of the small group.
Yeah, that's how Overwatch was too. If you were part of the alpha, you were invited basically.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were part of the open beta, you either had to be invited before or by the game.
Yeah.
Which.
Well, and I was part of the ESO beta. Actually, yeah, I was part of the beta. Same concept. Buy the game. Mm-hmm. Get in it early.
Okay.
It was fun. Especially when they're like, we are wiping the servers. This is the last day. There was basically just everyone like gathered together and started beating on drums and kind of like dancing around. It was chaos and it was great. Because everyone's like, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter about their items.
Doesn't matter about items. Doesn't matter about anything else. The world is ending and this is what it looks like.
Doesn't matter about your reputation with anything. You can go on a murder spree.
Except for you only can kill... You can't kill people. It's not, you know, especially when you're in towns. Like, you're in safe zones.
Yeah. I meant the NPCs.
Oh, yeah. Whoops, that doesn't matter. Why would you go kill a bunch of NPCs then and just...
Because that in, like, World of Warcraft, for example, that hurts your rep, depending. I think it does.
Oh.
Maybe it doesn't. It might not, actually.
Actually, I don't even think you could kill the NPCs in town.
Oh, really?
I don't remember. No, I think that was built in later.
Oh. I know in WoW, I don't think you can unless you're part of the other faction.
Yeah, okay, I can see.
The faction that isn't supposed to be in that town.
Yeah. But it was fun. Like I said, it was more just watching everyone, like, end of world.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
It'd be fun with Fallout 76 to do the same thing. Like, we're wiping all the servers.
they probably will.
Everyone just stands there. Or everyone gets all the nuke codes together and just launch off.
Crash the server.
All the nukes must be launched. Except for the one I'm on. Remember, I'm not letting anybody launch a nuke.
Ted's excited for this game.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah, he really liked Fallout 4, so yeah, that makes sense.
He'd want to get it for PC, and I probably won't see him for a while.
Yeah, well, you'll see him.
No, remember, Ted you'll and I are taking some vacation.
Oh, yeah. I might do that, too.
He's going to want to kill me a lot to get codes that I have. He's going to kill me just to see if I have any codes.
Oh, you know he will.
Bill versus Ted.
Yes.
Yeah, again.
And whoever else is on my server.
Yeah. So, who has the supposedly the fastest mobile internet among U.S. cities, Bill? What?
I'm Bill, yes, not Ted.
I said Bill. I said to Bill. To Bill. I have a stutter. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, Minneapolis has the fastest mobile internet among all of the cities in the United States.
Oh, and is this reported by Ookla? Is that how you say that? The speedtest.net?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So they've been testing it for a while. And among all the mobile providers,
mm-hmm.
the fastest
Guess who? U.S. Cellular.
No.
T-Mobile.
Yes.
Okay.
I wasn't sure if you were being joking or not.
Well, the first one I was kind of hoping it was, though, because it'd be really funny.
It would be. So T-Mobile, if you can get access, you can get the fastest speeds with a mean download speed of 44.92 megabits.
I got that once here on connected to T-Mobile.
I got that once connected to Cable One on my 150 gig. Yeah. Or 150 meg.
Now, when I first got Google Fi, it was connected to a T-Mobile tower when I ran the speed test, and it got almost that fast.
I've gotten pretty decent speeds on T-Mobile. Yeah. And also T-Mobile getting the 600 megahertz bandwidth, which is what old television stations used to use.
On the old analog?
Yeah. Now they can put all the digital into it and all that. There's very few places they don't have coverage because there's still some analog TV stations they're having to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But they actually are going to get better coverage than Verizon with that because Verizon has the 700 meg bandwidth.
Mm-hmm.
With a 600 meg, it actually will go through houses and travel further.
Like for their 4G or what?
For their data.
Oh, okay.
For service, for text, for data, for all that.
Well, yeah, they'll probably just use it for everything.
Yeah. But as of right now, only like top tier flagship Droid phones have it.
Yeah, because it doesn't make sense to put it in if it's not anywhere else, really.
Yeah, and it's also it is only through T-Mobile, through obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Verizon's top tier is the 700 megahertz band, and Apple actually is on that one at least because Apple can't support the 600 yet.
Yeah,
that'd be good internet speed. And possibly like a good hotspot if you were to have mobile hotspot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just wish that there wasn't a cap on it. Because you can chew through, like most of the caps are like 5 to 10 gigabytes for a mobile hotspot.
I think mine is current.
You can chew through that so fast.
Yeah. Especially at the higher speeds.
Yeah. No, at the higher speeds you can chew through that in like, if you were really trying, probably an hour. Probably even less, actually.
Yeah.
But that's cool. Congrats, Minneapolis.
And T-Mobile. I like T-Mobile. I get free stuff on Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah. You're still completely with them.
Yeah.
I forgot that you got Google Fi just to get the phone.
Yeah. I had it for just long enough.
Yeah, for a day, right?
I think it's all I need. I may have had it for a week. Turn it on. Because it was a discount, you had to turn it on, but there was no limit on how long it had to be on.
Yeah, for. I think a lot of people are saying, I only had it on for a day, then I canceled it.
Yeah. I still have the card in case I need to turn it on.
Yeah, I still have my card as well, but I don't think I'm ever going to go back.
I was really going back to Bethesda.
Oh, again?
Again!
Oh, apparently,
everyone is complaining about them remaking Skyrim. Bethesda's answer, quit buying it.
I mean, they're technically not wrong. They're not. If people quit buying it, they're not going to make it anymore.
Yeah.
Or they'll wait at least a couple of years, not release two every year.
Mm-hmm. But they'll just release it on ESO because that's what they did with the Oblivion.
What are they releasing it on this time? Or is this just?
This is just people complaining about it. Because they even made fun of it at EAS, or no, E3.
What, Bethesda?
Yeah, they're like, we know what your real question is. And what you really want to know, what we're releasing Skyrim on next. And then the Echo Dot came out. Or the Echo, it being released on Echo came out.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I actually played that the other day.
Yeah?
That's funny. It's like a adventure, like a kind of like a text-based adventure game, but it reads it out to you. And it asks you what you want to do, and usually if you try to flee, it won't let you flee because you're a, I can't remember the exact words you use, but it basically says you're a really hardcore adventurer, why would you leave, or something like that. That's funny.
Well, yeah, I just got it on the Switch. Skyrim.
You actually did?
Yes.
You're not kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Have you played it for very long?
Not a whole lot. It does look prettier, which is because I was able to play it on a 360. The 360 that I gave away, I was able to play, and the Skyrim games, it's just not reverse compatible. I played it a little bit. I was like, huh, yeah, this has memories. Hopped on the Switch. I'm like, huh, this has memories and better graphics.
I own Skyrim twice on my computer for some reason. I don't know how I got the... Because I have the normal one, then I have the Definitive Edition or whatever they have. Right. I don't remember buying one of those. I remember buying it once, but not the second time.
Pretty sure I have it on my PC. I might have it on my Steam account.
You probably do. They were selling it for super cheap at one point.
Yeah, but I have like the rest of them or something like that too.
Oh, I only have the one. Well, no, I do have Oblivion, but...
I don't have all the Fallout games.
That's surprising for you.
It came with the nuke.
Oh, I thought you said you don't have them all.
No, I do have them all. I literally have them all.
You caught them all.
Yes. They are stored in the nuke, except for the digital one. I guess I could print out the piece of paper that says I own it.
What was the digital one?
The latest one.
Oh, they made that digital? Yeah. Or was that for like Fallout New Vegas or something?
No, the nuke was for all but the latest one because the latest one wasn't out yet.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
So you have one nuke to hold them all.
Yeah, yes.
Will it hold the new one?
Yes, it has space for the new one. Well, not the 76, but for
Fallout 4.
But I didn't get it, and I didn't get a physical disc, so there's no. And also, they come with codes, so I have them on my Steam account. But what I can do is I can take the disc, throw it in, and then not have to worry about downloading all that.
Yeah.
Kind of speed up the process a little.
A little bit.
A little. Well, I know, with 44 meg internet now.
Yeah. Not here. Here we're lucky if it never cuts out.
No, my service is pretty decent. Yeah. I'm not talking about my, you know... actual cable one. I'm talking about my T-Mobile one.
Oh, that's, yeah, no, yeah.
It's really sad when my cell phone provides me better internet than my landline.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone knows this. I really am not a fan of you know, single access cable companies across the country and my lack of decently priced gigabit internet. Or the fact that I can't get gigabit in this city because of some stupid contract.
You can get cable on gigabit.
Okay, gigabit that's under like $100.
Actually, I don't even know if you can get it. I think
yes, I can get gigabit.
Can you?
I can get there. But I'm not paying like a $250. Oh,
no, no,
fee.
No. And you only get like just over a terabyte of data.
Yeah.
Like a data cap.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure if you get that much.
I think it's like 1.1.
Is it? Okay. I know it was
ridiculous. Still not a lot.
Yeah, for what you can do.
Because for a gigabit speed, you'd... That'd be gone, like, if you're hard-pressed or if you were...
If you were truly connected to, yeah. like, every full gigabit on each side.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Did we talk about the face recognition thing yet?
No.
Oh. You want to talk about that next?
Yeah.
Was that unless you...
I lost it in the show notes.
It's up there.
It's is it right over there. Here? Oh, there it is.
It is right there. It's in the to talk about column. Oh.
So Microsoft wants to be the good company. And they're telling Congress to start regulating face recognition.
Before it gets, you know, too commonplace and hard to regulate.
Yeah. Like so many other things that companies have.
Like smart done. Devices.
Yeah.
And home and voice assistants
and internet.
And the Internet of Things devices.
Oh, no, just the Internet.
Just the Internet?
Like,
yeah.
With all, they put out a regulation on the multi Internet or Wi-Fi coverage in your house.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone has already had their own. They're like, nope. we'll try that. But definitely third or fourth generation down the road.
Yeah. Because they already had their stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah, so Microsoft is saying, hey, you should decide what that facial recognition should not just be, you know, out there for everything, or there should be some regulations to protect people.
Has Congress said anything to that yet?
No. Come on, really. Congress doesn't even know what the internet is.
Sure they do. They tried to make it neutral.
Yeah. With fast lanes and slow lanes and everything in between.
Yeah. Totally neutral.
Yeah. There we go. I'm like, hey, is it even... Yeah, it's just... Yeah, this is actually fairly basic. I don't know. They really should. They should actually, you know, kind of nip this before it gets too much bigger.
Mm-hmm. Because facial recognition is starting to kick off.
Could you imagine, like, what's the Tom Cruise movie with the future crimes?
I don't know.
They could see the future. I forget. But you walked around. It's like, oh, I see you, and you know they read your eyeball.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So you could, like, as you're walking around places, they're like, you start getting all these like facial are these
they recognize so they know your where face you're at.
Well, they also start giving you ads.
Oh. No, I could actually see that happening. The ads thing would be the first thing that happens.
Hi, Anthony. Would you like some insert product?
Well, yes, I would love some insert product.
Would you like us to insert that product?
I'm gonna go with a hard no.
Good choice.
Yeah, it should be fun.
So, Google. Okay, so with all the Europe ended up going after Google
for a lot of money.
Yes,
couple billion.
And Google's gonna start working on stuff, so they might not be owing as much, if any of it. But what this basically is that Google's or the Android OS on Android phones comes with Google pre-installed, comes with the Google search engine, or comes with Chrome pre-installed, comes with the Google search engine, comes with all these things. And the EU said that this is bad business practices, and they need to allow companies to put whatever they want on it. Which I'm kind of so on, actually, because that's one of the reasons I kind of like having my, you know, Android phones, and some of the reasons why I like certain Android phones over others, because there's no bloatware. Because I understand that companies like Verizon or companies like insert random cell phone company that makes it, or even Amazon, they've done that with theirs, and there's just all this bloatware you cannot uninstall.
So how come? So the EU got mad at Google for bundling Chrome and its search apps inside Android, right?
Yes.
So how come they didn't get mad at Apple?
Yes, that was what I was going to leave.
Is it because Google makes money off of ads and Apple doesn't?
No.
What is it then?
Who makes Apple's who makes iPhone's hardware?
China?
No. What company makes iPhone's hardware?
Apple? Yes. No. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apple. Does anybody else? It is all internal.
Yeah.
It's all so Apple makes Apple's phones.
Yeah.
Who makes Android's phones?
Not Google.
Exactly.
So that's why?
That's why.
Okay.
The fact that they allow this software to go out.
But they're still forcing stuff to be bundled on it?
And they're forcing the Play Store to be... And that's the other thing I'm also not happy about, is that the Play Store is part of this too. I'm like, I don't know if I could trust, like, you know, I remember when other companies had Play Stores. I don't know how much I could trust.
Amazon?
Well, Amazon's okay. I'm talking like back in the day before a lot of them were hardened in, like their Verizon tried to have one and Sprint tried to have one. And I was like, I don't know how I feel about these. Google and Apple have done a great job. And also, the other thing, funny thing is, not Apple also was one of them not hit. So was BlackBerry. BlackBerry still exists.
Yeah. I think they're actually working on the phone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that.
But they make their own product, too. They don't push their OS out to anybody else. So when Google goes, you can use our OS, you have to use our Play Store, you have to use our you have to have Chrome installed, and you have to, it has to search Google initially. So these are the things that are have to's. And that's what EU's name again I'm for.
So and
they didn't kind of how like Microsoft got for having to have
Internet Explorer on. Yeah.
And that's why there's a European edition. But in America, there wasn't that lawsuit, so that's why in America, Internet Explorer still is a have to. So Google could do that, but it more sounds like, because there was the thing of, oh, they might start charging. No, they're doing the thing that I totally expected them to do. They are making a new operating system.
Chrome OS?
No, whatever the new... No, what's the latest letter? Oh, P. This is P. P may be the last Android OS. They may go in with a whole new Google OS for mobile. Actually, I shouldn't say they will be, or they could be. They are going with a whole new OS for mobile. Whatever it shall be called.
If they do that, I think that they should do something to support any past version.
Oh, no, that's part of their stuff. They actually, Google has written in software support for 2 years and security support for 4 years. That is Google's, that is in their contracts for OS supporting. So from the moment they stop, like, really pushing it, so like KitKat, it's still in that 4 year mark, even though they've not really been installing it.
Are they going to be able to license out this thing, or do they have to make their own stuff now?
Well, I'm sure this is going to be the thing that will be licensed out that won't have Chrome mandated on it, won't have the Play Store mandated on it.
What would the difference be between those two then?
Between this and
Android?
Android OS?
Yeah.
Or their new one, and the new Google OS and the old Android OS?
Yeah.
It probably would follow some of the EA or European Union rules.
They could theoretically just do that with Android, though, couldn't they?
They could. But I'm betting there's some more security things, or there's some other stuff, or this is something that they have been working towards.
Before the announcement?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, they have access to tons of...
I'm kind
of
wondering if they'll just use their Chrome OS and just kind of mold it into a mobile version.
They could.
I don't know how well that would work, but...
So I guess, yeah, the OS is supposedly intended to work on Pixel phones and smart speakers, as well as third-party devices that use Android and Chrome OS. And actually, I do remember there was an OS they had released not too long ago for basically super developers that you could turn your phone into a smart things hub.
Oh.
Yeah, there's actually some stuff. Google's had some stuff out there for a little while. I kind of looked at it and I was like, oh, well, that would be a pain in the butt for my phone right now that I want to keep on me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like using your iPad as your Apple SmartThings hub, whatever. I forgot theirs is called. I've got Apple uses.
HomeKit.
Yeah. You can use an iPad.
You can also use your iPhone now too, but the problem with that is like, so it's convenient in that if you're home all the time, it works, but if you're not home.
You just took your hub with you.
Yeah. But the thing is, if you're the only one who uses it, it's not a big deal. Right?
Yeah.
It's just not going to work when you leave, which is fine.
But also, if you have a security built into your HomeKit, then you literally are taking away the key.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not wrong, but...
And I think some of the other stuff that... Yeah, I could see this. Oh, here's the mandated. You know, or here's what comes with. You know, kind of like the idea of, like, you use Internet Explorer to download Chrome.
Uh-huh.
I don't see a problem, because you can change, on my phone at least, I have a Huawei, I have the scary Chinese phone that I really, really like, and I might actually stick with them for as a company for a while. I can change my assistant voice. Mm-hmm. I could change it to Madam A, if I want. Mm-hmm. I can change it to Bixby. I can change it to whomever. I can change my supported
browser.
Thank you.
Yeah, you could change it to Opera if Opera's still a thing.
I could change it to Firefox. Yeah, I could change it to some third party. We're supposedly private. I can change my text messaging. I can change my. I can change all of these things. I'll admit. Okay, the Play Store is probably pretty built into it.
It is, but you can even then you can still install another Play Store as long as you enable.
Technically,
third-party APK support.
Yeah. Technically, I have, because I downloaded the Amazon Play Store app not through Google Play Store, but through Amazon's account.
Yeah.
Which actually is a pretty good app, I have to admit. It's kind of beefy, but that's the only problem with it, I feel, is it's just a lot. Yeah. It's a cool, but... And so I'm like, that's why when I heard about the EU laws, I was like, I think you might be stretching a little more.
I am stretching.
I guess this would have been your answer. I forgot you asked about. Because I was kind of curious, you know, when you asked, like, why is it just Google getting hit? Why isn't anybody else? Yeah.
Oh, look, there's the Apple one. Why is the Play Store so important?
And I think, honestly, the Play Store is... Like, I don't know, it's just... Yes, Google's been got for not having super secure apps like Apple does, but I still trust the App Store and the idea of it better than going out and grabbing an APK and installing it from 3G for free.
Yeah, do you think if they gave them, like, when the phone... first booted up, it gave them a choice of a couple of Play Stores, like not Play Stores, but like a couple of, you got the Android Play Store and then like Amazon and then something else, that they'd be okay with that?
Well, I guess.
Because that's kind of how Windows got around the Internet Explorer problem, I think.
They pulled out Internet Explorer as being hardened in.
Yeah, and then you had the option to install it, I think.
I think you still had to install it so you could get it. It just was, you could uninstall it afterwards.
Oh, could you?
In the European version. And that's why I'm like, I just don't see why the...
They have 90 days to comply with that? Holy crap.
Yeah.
I don't know how they can comply with it. Mm. Unless they, like, do they mean comply with new stuff or old stuff as well?
Ooh, that'd be interesting.
Cause if
it could be or stop preventing their phone makers from making a forked version.
Also, then
or using pork versions, which actually Google did go after, like early, early days of tablets. Google did go after people for that. You could not have the Play Store. You could not use the Google Play Store. But that's the thing, is that people want the Google Play Store on their thing. Because I have to admit, if I had a phone that was, and that's actually a lot of tablets lost business, like went out of business because of that, is, oh, I can have Android tablet and no Play Store. Guess what I'm not buying?
And you couldn't install after the fact?
No, because it wasn't allowed. Because they weren't registered, or they weren't given, they never got permission from Google to use that. So they were kind of using a tweaked version of the Android OS.
And they tried going after Amazon at one point, didn't they? For making their Fire tablets?
Yeah, they did. They actually went after them,
mm-hmm.
and they told them no, and they and Amazon lost.
But they're still making
Fire because tablets. Amazon lost and agreed to the rules.
Oh, I see. So they now have both installed on it, or
you? Amazon is allowed to have their version. They mm-hmm. had to do all sorts of loop jumping.
Oh,
loop
I see. Jumping. They just couldn't actively stop someone from installing the Play Store now or something like that?
You'd have to go hunt it down to install it, but yeah.
Well, yeah, but I think before they were...
It was super locked out.
Yeah, they had it locked down, and if you had anything that was like...
And Amazon was also big enough, they chased them for just installing the Android OS.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Want to talk about Batman?
Always.
All right. What do you want to talk about?
He has a really cool cowl and a really cool symbol on his chest, and he always wins.
He doesn't always win.
He always wins.
He doesn't always win.
When does he lose? See? He always wins.
I don't know. He almost didn't win in Batman versus Superman.
He still won. You can almost. You have to have stress. He's only a mortal against a god.
That's the reason why I like him too, is because he's mortal, but yeah. He can actually like stand kick butt and yeah.
I don't know. He can take a beating. Like even if he is mortal, like that probably is hard on you, especially after like 20, 30 years of doing it. How is he still good?
He's Batman.
Yeah, but
he's also rich and famous, and he can pretty much purchase like
his superpower is money.
His superhero.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just feel like he probably has some kind of like, if anything, like some kind of regeneration power or something.
That's why I like Batman Beyond. Old Man Wayne.
Old Man Wayne.
Yep.
I haven't seen Batman Beyond.
Batman Beyond's really good. It's like Batman of the future.
It is a good series, and it's not and Bruce. Comic. Yeah, it's not Bruce Wayne actually. Like, he's kind of a mentor to the next.
Yeah, to Terry.
In line. Yeah,
Terry McGinnis. Terry McGinnis is the new Batman.
Well, anyways, for this Batman, it's a ninja Batman.
No, it's called Batman Ninja.
I know it is. And there's an awesome trailer, and it's a. What, like a Batman anime is what you'd call it, basically?
It's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon, but...
Sure.
It's drawn in and created in Japan, so I would probably call it an anime. Just saying.
It's a cartoon. I just get out here.
It's an anime.
And it comes in English version or a Japanese version of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And both the voices sounded pretty good in the trailer, at least, so... If you're subbed only, because the dub always sounds stupid, well, this dub isn't that bad. At least the trailers indicated it wasn't that bad.
Actually, yeah. Maybe it may have been the same voices.
Really?
Let me double check. Mm. Oh, no. There's a different voice.
Okay.
I was like...
That's a picture.
The trailers actually indicated the names of like the Japanese voice actors that were in there. And the English one, I don't recall the credits that they actually had for the trailer.
Yeah. That's what I was looking through. I was like, oh, hey, there is the, yeah, like there is English. So they are different voice actors. Because you could have both actors, you know, both voice
you
actors.
You could. Both. It's usually not the case, though.
And you still have the popular, like, Tara Strong still does Harley Quinn. She's the famous, she's become the, she was the second Harley Quinn voice actress.
Mm-hmm.
She's become the famous, one of the famous ones.
And there's Tom Kenny. And Fred, I don't know how to say his last name. Mm-hmm. Who's Gray Griffin?
Catwoman,
okay.
She's actually done a few.
Huh. But yeah, so it's cool. It's a cool show. Batman gets sucked back in time. Doesn't really explain how. I imagine it explains that in the first opening of the show.
Well, Joker goes back in time.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems weird. Like, either like Joker takes a bunch of bad guys with him, and then when Batman gets transported, he takes a bunch of his good guys with him. Because it's definitely like the teams, and they all are knowledgeable that they are not in the right time period.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like it takes Batman a little bit to figure out that he's, like, that it wasn't on purpose, basically. It's or if, like, it was on purpose, he didn't know where he was going to go.
Old feudal ancient Japan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, head-to-head with Joker.
Who but, apparently has been there a little while.
Yeah, yeah, it seems like he's been there for a while. Actually, it looks like, as far as on the trailers, that they've done a pretty good job as far as the type of anime styling that they actually have for the show. And there's actually a lot of action to it. So it looks pretty neat. It is a movie. We weren't sure at first if it was a series or if it was a movie, but it looks like it is a movie. And it's available in multiple places.
Pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that there's a physical one yet. I'm sure there is.
It's at least it's at least available on YouTube and Amazon Prime Video.
And see if there's actually a physical disc.
Not on Amazon. Well, you are on Prime Video still.
Yeah.
And this was just released April of this year, 2018. So it's actually a fairly new movie.
There is. It's even on disc. For
Blu-ray. For $14.71 currently.
It's on sale.
It's normally $19.98.
Yeah.
And you can get Prime delivery too.
And it comes with a digital copy.
And a DVD. If you still use DVDs.
Well, it's always fun to, you know, lend those out to friends who are like,
I'm going to borrow this. Oh, hey, I'm never giving it back.
Well, no, it's just more like people. I still have friends who are like, I don't have a Blu-ray player. I'm like,
what, really?
Yes.
Are they under a rock?
No, but they did just figure out how electricity works, and they got running water plumbed to their house like last week.
I can't tell if you're serious or not. So, have they knocked over the outhouse yet?
No, they share it with their neighbors.
Oh, gosh.
So they don't have to set up so many of them.
Oh, no. All right. Yeah. I plan on watching that tonight. Because I just found out about it yesterday.
I'm kind of curious. Because sometimes when you order stuff on Amazon, the physical, you get the digital.
That'd be cool.
Immediately. I know they do that with music.
Yeah, but with music, they have a little bit more leeway as far as rights go.
Yeah. Well, only because
I think video
argued.
Yeah.
That was the first argument in the digital battle.
Yeah. I think video will get there at some point. It's just not there yet.
Actually, as it is, if you have a Vudu account, you can pay the $5 and transfer your Blu-rays or DVDs to Vudu.
Oh, yeah.
If it's a Disney movie, you cannot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
It is.
Unfortunate.
I'm pondering about this. Like, wouldn't that be terrible?
It is interesting. It does actually have the main bad guys in Batman, though. The Joker, Catwoman, Harley Quinn.
Actually, Catwoman's a good girl.
You think this would be at Fred Meyer or Walmart? Like our local one?
Maybe.
Kind of curious.
I know. I just bought Ready Player One, so...
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Nice. I still got to turn that to digital. Yeah, Catwoman's a good person now. In fact, if you read the comics, her and Bruce are getting married. Her and Batman are going to have a wedding.
Oh.
Guess who the best man is?
I can't remember his name. The butler?
Alfred.
Alfred?
No, but there was a great moment where he was the witness.
Oh.
Yes. It was, you know, very emotional going, because he was like, should I get
oh.
so-and-so or so-and-so?
And is the like, best man Joker?
No.
Is Robin?
Oh.
That is the argument that people said this should have been. Is it should have been Robin. It should have been Dick Grayson, the first Robin. It was almost. It was not.
Oh, man. I want to keep guessing.
Yeah.
Is it whoever Two-Face was?
No.
Oh, okay. I can't remember his actual name.
You made me forget, too. Are you very good at this?
I am good at that.
Are you going to look at your cheat sheet?
Maybe to get Two-Face's name. I know exactly who his best man is. I can't. Well, somebody's going to. I think I lost Batman cred.
Is it a guy?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Deathstroke?
No.
Oh, okay.
Deathstroke's a bad guy.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go with this. Quit looking at this.
Oh, he's not on here? So it's not Penguin.
No, it's not Penguin.
So is it a character in the Batman series, or is it someone outside of the Batman series in DC?
This person is not part of the Bat family.
Not part of the Bat family, so...
Is it Superman?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
It is Clark.
Clark Kent?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. That is weird. I would actually say Robin should be it.
Yeah.
See? Yeah, exactly. But, you know, the other stuff is that him and Clark have had a lot, you know, together. They're about the same age. And...
Except for Superman will probably outlive him, but...
No, Superman does outlive him.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. They showed that in issue 1, or 5 million. Or was it 1 million? I think it was 1 million. Yeah. In issue 1 million. They made issue 1 million for all of DC main characters.
Mm-hmm.
And Superman has moved to the sun. That is where his Fortress of Solitude is, because that's where he gets all his powers from.
Okay.
Batman died, and his secret identity was revealed, and there was a large showing of support, and then many Batman...
Doppelganger?
Yeah, or not doppelgangers, but, you know, new Batman showed up, or were created.
Oh. Because his identity got exposed?
Well, because
exposed of
the support of... For the Bat family and all that. Yeah.
I see.
So
now there's a Bat Squad.
Yeah. There's a lot of Batmen. Bat people.
But no squad?
There was not a squad.
Oh.
And also they made the issue 1 million because none of us would live long enough. This is before they rebooted it. Now we really won't live long enough to see it.
Okay.
So between the argument of Batman versus Superman then... So, Superman is the winner because Batman is mortal.
Well, he has traveled through time.
Batman?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I thought this was the first. The ninja one, I mean.
No, he's been sent back in time multiple times.
Really?
Yeah.
So, he's like Samurai Jack, but the other way.
Yeah.
He's got to get back to the future, not the past.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Would he chronogenically freeze himself at some point in the series and be able to come back?
That would not be a bad idea, but that is not what he had done. He's done multiple things. Actually, I think there's even some parts where they may have made him technically immortal and stuff. He did become a god.
He became a god.
He did become a god during a lot.
That would make him immortal.
Well, he did give away the godness because he asked one last question while he had his all. He was the god of knowledge, and he asked one final question before he was like, "I need to hand this. Get rid of this." Mm-hmm. And he asked, "Who is Joker?"
Oh,
how does he become God?
He sits in a chair.
Yeah.
Whose chair does he have to sit in?
Whose was it?
So if you sit in someone's random chair, you can get that god power. So someone in the DC universe, then.
Yes, I got to remember his. What chair was
when Batman becomes a god, he goes for the revenge.
The Mobius
always...
chair.
The Mobius chair?
Yeah, which was once occupied by the all-knowing Matron. It was during the Dark Side Wars.
Huh. Yeah, okay.
So he sat in a chair. So while Batman sat in a chair and became a god, Flash became the god of death. Because he could run, so he was able to run so fast.
Didn't he like...
Oh, he also went through time, I forgot. I don't know, he didn't go through time. He just...
Didn't Flash like go through like different planes of existence?
And he's done that.
At one point?
Well, because he can...
Go fast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at what point in the DC like universe did... all of these like superheroes
become gods
or become...
It was during the Justice League Dark Side Wars. It was actually towards the early of the reboots.
Huh.
The 52 reboots. It was actually a really good story.
So it's outside of their regular storylines.
No. It's actually during the Justice League main stories. Like they all had to start working their way back.
Hmm.
That's why, like, Batman was able to, like, you know, because he was able to give up his, he was able to help others to get rid of their stuff. So, Flash wouldn't be the god of death anymore. And, let's see, who else? I think Superman. Superman was, I think his power was killing him. He was, like, the god of strength.
That's weird, because he's really strong anyways.
Well, it, like, overdid it.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
That would make sense, actually. Because if the power was intended for, like, a normal human, it'd be fine. But it's intended for him, and it's probably, like, amplified so much more because he has a lot more power to begin with. Maybe. This is looking at it from a technical standpoint.
Yeah, I forgot. Because even Shazam, all of the old gods for, Shazam or... Captain Marvel, he ended up having to get new gods to get his powers back. Let's see.
I have not read all these comics, but...
Oh, this got me back into Justice League heavy.
So is there at some point in one of the series where any of them... lose limbs or anything where they become robotic in any way or just like
cyborg happens all
cyborg,
the time
but
happens all the time.
Does that happen to any of the regular characters? Where they might...
Aquaman, he loses a hand, he becomes like super bad A with a hook for a hand.
Aquaman.
Oh wait. Red Arrow. Wait, and Green Arrow. Green Arrow's lost their arm.
Did they get like a robotic arm?
Red Arrow, or when he becomes kind of comes a bad guy. Guy's name. He gets robotic arm. Green Arrow, I think he just keeps on shooting arrows with his. He starts pulling with his teeth. One armed.
Oh yeah, weird.
I don't think he ever got a robotic arm. He may have. I'm not much into Green Arrow.
So those are unconventional things, but like... so
no, that's the future.
So with with some of these superheroes, though, do they also get...
Lex Luthor got cancer.
Other weird superpowers. Just outside of the regular...
So there was a virus that was killing all... that Lex Luthor created that was to kill Superman. It ended up turning them into mutants, which gave them additional powers and gave humans superpowers, but it ended up killing them, killing a bunch of the human race. What else? I don't know. There was a lot of stuff. Because Batman ended up having to take on most of the... had to take on the entire Justice League.
So in a way, a little bit like Infinity Wars, where like the human race does die.
It could. It was on its way to die, but you know, Batman saved the day.
did he reverse it all?
He was able to heal. There was damage. I think. I don't think he was able to like reverse time, but he was able to.
No. So the people who died just died.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, DC, unlike Marvel, identifies that life happens.
Life happens. People die. People die.
So Batman saved the day, but prevented additional death.
Yes.
The New Gods.
I don't think this is the one I was after.
No, it doesn't look like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Batman.
Yes, always wins.
Batman's OP, please nerf.
Exactly. All right, we should really wrap things up, though. Let's see, before we wrap things up, remember that we have our Patreon, and please contribute to help us out. And you can go to patreon.com/geeksarewired. You can contact us through, well, if you donate, you can contact us through our Discord channel, or you can email us at geeksarewired@gmail.com, or you can give us a phone call, which we may play on the air and answer your questions at 801-896-GEEK or 4335. And in famous last words, I'm looking at you, Anthony.
You're looking at me? Why are you looking at me?
Because it's your turn.
Oh, well, for my famous last words, I don't have any this week, so I'm sorry. Anna!
So if you want to check out Batman, I think he looks kind of like Samurai Jack. But yeah, check out that Batman Ninja movie.
Reverse Samurai Jack.
Yeah, Reverse Samurai Jack, because he goes into the past.
Yeah, instead of having to get back to the past, he's got to get back to the future. Batman Ninja.
Bye, Anthony.